10 months after the popular uprising in Egypt deposed that nation's despotic ruler, the role of digital communications in that process is still being debated and analyzed. Dr. Sharat Lin, president of the Peace and Justice Center in San Jose, was actually in Cairo as those protests began. He suggests that the role of Facebook in the process, while significant, may have been overstated by Western observers. But Facebook was an important catalyst, specifically through a memorial page created to honor an Alexandrian internet activist who was killed by security forces early on.
His supporters had created a web page in Facebook called Kulna Khalid Said, which means we are all Khalid Said. And within months, it had a membership of more than 400,000 in a country that has an internet penetration of barely 20%. So it was quite a remarkable thing. And this web page was used to help mobilize people in January of 2011. So in that sense, Facebook and the internet played an unprecedented role.
The far more significant factor, says Lin, was cell phone technology.
A lot of information was communicated via cell phone, in particular by texting, because texting throughout Asia is extremely cheap. So a lot of this was facilitated by the use of mobile phones, and also many of them have built-in cameras, so the ability of many people who had cell phones with cameras that they could document what was going on and put those photos and videos up on the internet and on YouTube.
It was not only the profusion of these technologies that helped enable the protests, Lin adds, but their immediacy and their reach.
Information about where the next assembly point would be, whether it's through Twitter or through SMS messaging or through other internet means, it has played a significant role in making plans and events which happen in one part of a city known not only in other parts of the city but all over the country and to supporters around the world.
In the time that has passed since the Arab Spring, Lin says some lessons have become apparent. One is that establishment forces are also quick to monitor and make use of new communications technology.
Whether it is in Bahrain or in Syria or in Egypt, the state has acquired an incredible ability to track all sorts of communications and activities of political activists. So there are still risks because under military rule, there is still a security apparatus that is monitoring these sorts of things. And when activists cross the red line of talking about, let's say, overthrowing military rule, that puts them at risk.
But the broader lesson, Lin suggests, is more about tactics than tools, and has now been exported to this country and others as part of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
The Occupy movement has taken the lesson from Egypt, Tunisia, and the other uprisings that a one-day demonstration, a three-hour demonstration or a march isn't going to do it. The only way is to say that we're going to occupy public buildings until something changes. Of course, the first step in that was the public workers and their supporters in Madison, Wisconsin, who took over the state capital. I think that's the number one message from Egypt.
Lin emphasizes that it is the underlying injustices that power these movements. Communications technologies are merely tools to mobilize that discontent. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.